So that's good. So led by the Spirit. Now the thing is, also, it's about us. And it's about what we're like as individuals. It's lovely to be a part of a group. Have any of you ever had, and you won't have done this, but I suspect we have, had a lovely, shiny, clean car? All right, some of you never had that. Okay. And then it goes a bit like that. Okay, you have to look at the screen so you can see what happens. And occasionally, if somebody's been really nasty, they do that to us. And they, okay, so what do you do? What do you do if your car's like that? What do you do? Anybody? Where do you do it? Yeah, Waitrose, of course you do. Right, so you go. You go to Waitrose, don't you? You go to Waitrose and get somebody else to do it for you. Okay, which is good. Okay, and so there we go. And so people hose the car down a bit and they give it a good old chamois leather and then they sort of do the tires. It's all sparkling. And there we go. It's all gleaming white. And here we go. There's a picture of me in my car. And so we have this car that's gleaming white. Now, that might be like us going to church. It may be like us sort of doing some Bible readings. It may be that sort of thing. And we think, that's it. We're sorted. It's really, really good. But actually, what happens when you open the door? Because sometimes in the inside it's really mucky. And part of what it was saying in the passage is that inside us, we need to change what's inside us. It's no good it just being outside. It's got to be inside. We have to change. The Holy Spirit's got to work within us in order to change us. And so we can appear to be wonderful, but inside we have all sorts of thoughts. And then to tell you the truth, we can't help that sometimes because we do have some sort of funny thoughts and things that we need to take to God and say sorry about. Also though, we need to go to God and say, just clean us up inside. Give us a bit of a hoover, give us a bit of polish. So inside we can live with the Holy Spirit as well. Now there do come times when we feel a bit like this, don't there? Then we feel that we're just sort of virtually running on empty. And what do we need? What do we need, do you think, if we're running on empty? Petrol. You're right. We need petrol. But the answer that came over there, that's very, very good. You're right. Petrol, but in this idea, it's Jesus in our lives. You're right. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us power. And if we've got the Holy Spirit in our life and we welcome that into our life, nobody just comes along and just pours it in. We have to go to the petrol station and get the petrol in. If we come to Jesus and say, we want you in our life, then that's what happens. We get the Holy Spirit that gives us power. And then the engine works and everything works. It's all gleamy and shiny. And here we are, a lovely, shiny car until that happens again. And then we need to go back to the Lord, just say, just wash me, cleanse me, clean me, and make me whole again. You've been wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. Go back to your seats. Thank you.